The beginning of the 1960s marked the beginning of the production of a new generation of tractors in the Soviet Union. A qualitative leap was achieved in the manufacturing of both crawler and wheel tractors. Technical innovations were laid in the late 1950s when new test models for different traction classes were completed. As later developments have shown, the basic units in the most common classes remained unchanged until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. The T-40M in front of you is an updated model of a universal tractor basic unit T-40, with a tractive force of 9 kN. The basic model went into mass production at the Lipetsk tractor plant in the Soviet Union in 1961. Only a year earlier, mass production of the T-25 tractor had begun at the same factory, which also became a kind of icon and a basic unit for the first traction class. The T-40M, which went into mass production in 1972, had a 10 horsepower more powerful engine than its predecessor. The tractor was intended to handle the entire work process of growing cereals. For example, plowing, harrowing, rolling, cultivating, disking, spreading, sowing, fertilizing, etc. The tractor was also widely used in harvesting, haymaking, livestock farming, and transportation. However, the T-40 had several shortcomings, the most important of which were unsatisfactory traction and performance, as well as insufficient longitudinal stability when working with heavy implements. The speeds between the gears were also poorly chosen. Travel speeds were also poorly selected, too much difference between decelerated and first gear. Despite the shortcomings, almost 1.2 million T-40 tractors and its modifications were produced between 1961 and 1995.